You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Kayla Osmond. She is an award-winning marketer, beginning her career in creative agencies, managing integrated campaign development for advertisers like Amazon, P&G, Kraft Heinz, Bell, and TD Bank. She now leads the creative agency relations on Facebook's North American agency team as creative agency partner. Very, very cool. She was working with Canada's best creative agencies to develop best-in-class mobile ideas for Facebook, Instagram, and of course, Messenger. Proudly hailing from Newfoundland, she's a proud East Coaster. When she's not helping develop best-in-class mobile ideas, she can be found outdoors exploring with her dog, Bello. Very cool. Kayla, where in Newfoundland did you grow up?
I was born in Corner Brook, but I grew up in St. John's. But I'm from Mount Pearl, which is basically, there's a huge rivalry between St. John's and Mount Pearl. So only the Newfies would know that. But I'm a proud Pearl girl. Yeah.
Okay. I went to Newfoundland and I was there for some work in Corner Brook. And I spent some time in Gander, Newfoundland.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
The spent proud a bunch of time home in Gander. Of come from away.
Yes, yes. It was amazing. And it was some of the friendliest, kindest people I've met in my life were there. So what a great place
to come from. I love to hear that. It's like the best place in the world, honestly. It's such a special place. The people are so special. I'm thrilled that you've been there. Most people who I talk to haven't been there. And then I have to go on a whole speech about how amazing it is and how obsessed with it I am. But I miss it every day. Yeah.
Yeah. I was there during a shrimp season, which was amazing.
I'm allergic to shrimp.
No.
A Newfoundlander allergic to shrimp. I know.
But can you have lobster and crab
it?
And the other? Like lobster is okay?
None of the things.
Oh,
none of the
wow.
things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but you tell me everything. I'll have to hear about it from you and the other shrimp eaters in the world.
So those that are agencies listening to the show, amazing. Those that are creatives listening to the show, incredible. Those that are brand side listening to the show, they're going to get a ton of great ideas. But let's start with you. How did you get into the place you are today? Because every great superhero has an amazing origin story, whether you're Wonder Woman or Spider-Man. How did you get to the place where you are in this role?
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't compare myself to Spider-Man, but when I graduated university, to be honest with you, I didn't know what to do. I was working as a marketing and event manager for a golf and country club of all things. And I was like, this is the worst and I hate it. And I ended up packing up my car, like vacuum sealing everything and driving to Toronto in search of a career in advertising. And I didn't really know what that meant at the time. And actually through another Newfoundlander, I ended up getting hired at a really small shop in Toronto called Agency 59. And that's kind of where I started my career, just at a small shop working on everything and playing a little bit of the fake it till you make it game as an account executive. And then I spent some time there and ended up kind of jumping from shop to shop for a little while, working at some digital agencies and smaller agencies. And then I was doing program, actually, like an education program in Toronto. And Steve Persico and Anthony Shalvenathan came and spoke, you know, to our team at this kind of more education mentorship thing. And they presented a case study on James Reddy Beer. And I was like mind blown, like just thought it was the coolest thing. And I was like, that's the cool stuff. Like, that's the creative work I want to work on. And I emailed the HR lady the next day being like, hello, I saw this thing. How can I work with this team? And this is the kind of work I want to be doing. And the team at Leo called me a little while after that. And we got in touch and I got a job at Leo Burnett, which is basically where I spent most of my creative agency career. And like you said, working on brands like TD and Bell and P&G, Kraft Heinz. And most notably for me was working on the Amazon business, working on like Super Bowl spots, and working on the global Prime Day campaign with, you know, working with teams in Japan and working with teams in London, just this kind of global campaign development I'd never experienced before. And it was just kind of the experience that really set me up to move on from agency life. And that's kind of how I ended up at Facebook and Instagram, where I was just looking for a bit of a pivot, not out of creative because I love it so much, but just somewhere I could kind of stretch and, you know, challenge myself a little bit more. And that's kind of how I ended up on the Facebook North America agency team. And now, like you said, I'm just helping all of the creative agencies, you know, in Canada and a few in the US even make best in class mobile work. And that's so fun because you get to work on a different brand every day with a different agency every day, working on a different idea. And so the variety is so motivating and fulfilling, and it keeps you on your toes because no two solutions are the same, you know, for any brand. So I've been very privileged in my career. It's been a lot of fun so far.
I had a friend at a search firm explain that some people are built and designed for scuba diving, and some people are designed and built for snorkeling. And he was describing the difference between working brand side, where you go really deep, you got your oxygen tank on, you go really deep with one brand, and you explore that pirate ship, you look at all the little barnacles, and you study it intensively, you look for that, you know, necklace that fell off the boat. Or there's people that love just to stay on the surface and look at a lot of fish and a lot of, you know, the world around, which I think I'm going to assume is you. You love snorkeling. And you're at snorkeling another level. Not only being at an agency can you snorkel and work with a lot of brands, but you're working with a lot of agencies who are working with a lot of brands, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good analogy. I should use that. I'm definitely more of a snorkeler for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, it's interesting. I always miss going deep on things when, you know, when you're working with an agency team, you crave the in-depth level of work that you get to experience at an agency. And I find my agencies must be so annoyed with me because I'm like, can I help? Can I, like, what are you guys doing over there? Like, I almost want to get involved a level deeper. So it's funny. I'm like a snorkeler who likes to scuba dive on the weekends, maybe. Yeah.
That's awesome. No, yeah. That's great. That's a great description. And so for agencies that are out there, is it to the point where, you know, whether it's the current spend level with Facebook and Instagram or the current need level, then maybe they get tapped on the shoulder from your department. Is that correct? Or do they reach out to you when they want some help?
Yeah. Well, the service model for agencies is kind of two levels, scaled and managed support. We work with a lot of agencies. I'm not the only creative agency partner in Canada. We have a team of 11 of us in North America, two in Canada. And we cover essentially the agencies that cover kind of our biggest clients in North America is kind of how it works. And then we also work with a greater breadth of agencies to just kind of deliver education and resources at scale. And so there's a ton of awesome scaled resources that are available to agencies who may not have access to a version of me on the day to day, which is really nice because Facebook is really a self-serve platform. That's kind of how I used to operate when I was at an agency. So it's kind of a bit of both worlds. But yeah, my support is usually with kind of I work with about four or five kind of core shops in Canada and the US.
That's awesome. And I think, and I'm going to make an assumption here, the stuff we read about in Canada Post Insight Magazine, stuff we read about in Strategy Magazine, The Message, you know, on Marketing News Canada, that those award-winning, Cannes-winning, you know, Golden Pencil, you know, there's so many awards right now, you know, Brown Llama, you know, whatever the awards name is, you've probably been a part of that. You've played some really cool, almost kind of behind the scenes role to help kind of tweak and adjust to ensure maximum results using the platforms like Facebook and Instagram and Messenger.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much credit I can take. I don't like to take any kind of credit away from the agencies. They are the magic, truthfully, and the talent. But yeah, certainly I'm the behind the scenes help. You know, how can we do this in the best possible way? How can we avoid any, you know, snags before going to market, which is a common one? And how do we make this really show up in a way that nobody has done before? So absolutely. Yeah. It's super fun.
What I'm always amazed by is almost every month, if not every couple months, being at an agency, the new features that are coming out. So even the role you get to play to say, hey, there's a new feature coming out. And I know you're going to do this campaign in 6 months, but I think by then this feature could be ready. We should integrate it with this new feature, or let's test out this feature using this campaign. And that's, again, another role you get to play. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's super fun. That's when it's the best, you know, when you can come in with the hot news and, you know, the next best thing and, you know, what's coming, what can they take advantage of and how can they be the first?
Yes.
You know, ads and reels just launched last week, which is super exciting. And so I'm excited to see what happens you know, and how brands take advantage of that. It's a whole other language, you know, in terms of, it's really a creator's place to play, you know, and they're really owning that space. And so I'm interested to kind of see who really jumps on this bandwagon and reels first and how they do, you know. It's going to be interesting. It's a bit of a different space than stories. And so I'm excited to kind of see how brands and creative agencies take advantage of reels is kind of the next, the newest thing.
So Kayla, I need to ask, when you introduce yourself, do you say the full thing? I work for Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, or are you applying? Then do you say WhatsApp and Oculus Rift? Or are you just, how do you usually introduce yourself?
I usually just say I work at Facebook.
And then
sometimes I say at Instagram, depending on who I'm talking to, you know. I think that people often think that Facebook and Instagram are two different places, whereas, you know, it's, there's actually so much underneath that umbrella brand. So no, I don't read out the whole kind of product list, although sometimes I feel like I should, but no, I usually just say I'm Kayla from Facebook.
Yeah.
The Facebook girl.
Nice. One thing I want to talk about is, and I love this, is democratizing creativity. Back in the day, you know, give it even 10 years ago, it was really expensive to get a Red camera, an SLR, like it, to be able to do and produce stuff. You know, I got a, you know, 14-year-old son that can produce a reel, you know, in half a day, right? And so what are you seeing with that? Like, you know, the explosion of creativity, the explosion of creations and Facebook's role in all that.
Yeah, it's super, super inspiring. I, like I said, like creators are really taking over. And truthfully, I'm learning every day, like to your point, like your 14-year-old son could make a reel probably, you know, better than you could or I could, to be honest. And it's really interesting and inspiring to see what the these generations are kind of, the language they're speaking, the language of mobile is really, really cool. I think for us at Facebook, it's about encouraging brands and agencies to pay attention to that, to spend time with the medium. I don't think that you can become good at it unless you spend the time there and understand the native features and the editing tools and how people are talking and how creators are showing up. And so I think the more time you spend in the platform, like Reels, Stories, Feed, any of them, I think that you will learn the language and tap into your, the observations of how can how your own behavior to be then be able to apply it to your brand work and your agency work for the brands. And so that's really cool to me. I think really understanding, like being a master of the medium, like I'm excited for when creative agencies are coming to me and they're, you know, rewriting the best practices, you know, for what that looks like. Like that's what excites me for sure. And I think it's definitely the way of the future. Creators is the way of the future. You'll probably hear it from our leadership and, you know, how creators are a focus of ours, especially on Instagram and new monetization tools so that creators can make money, you know, doing what they do and this incredible talent that they have so that, you know, not only make money through brand partnerships, but also through the people they're reaching, you know, abilities for them to tip a creator if they're in a live fitness class, you know, here's $5, thanks for the workout, you know. So these types of tools are things that we're working on right now, both from a consumer lens, but also from a brand lens, in addition to new ways for brands to find and link up with creators. And so there's some new innovation happening there so that brands can better find and creators can better find brands that they can have the confidence in that they're going to reach the audience that they want to reach, that they are credible, that they're, you know, the kind of people they want to be working with. And so I'm really excited for all of that. And I think we're investing in creators in a huge way over here at Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, Oculus, all of that. So yeah, I think it's going to, it's a really fun time to work here, to be honest. I'm kind of excited to see where it all goes, but it's definitely a space to pay attention to. And I'd encourage, you know, agencies and brands to have a sniff around, you know, Stories and Reels a little bit more often and pay attention to what their 14-year-olds are doing.
So 8 years ago, flashback, we worked, and this is back in the day when it was mom bloggers, was the original creators, right? This is, you know, you're either, And so it was like, there was Michael Jordan, like it was, you know, there was the Tiger Woods, and then there was like mom bloggers. And so we created this little micro agency for mom bloggers. And the tracking we did, whenever we did work with like Lego or any other brand, we'd have to give them all a unique code to buy tickets. And then we'd have to track either the code usage in the store or the, you know, Eventbrite system at the time, or we would have to look at the Google Analytics back when they gave us more information to track how much traffic did that website, that mommy blog, send to our client's site. And now, you know, flash forward 8 years later, the integration of monetization, the integration of accountability for creators is incredible. For a creator to, you know, the what you've been able to do with saying, you know, whether how much traffic you sent to a site, integration with Shopify, like it is amazing. You know, a creator is able to make a living thanks to a tool that you're a part of.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome. It's really, you know, I'm definitely proud to work here. I think it's really fantastic. I'm like, I should be a creator. You know, I'm rethinking my career path. Like, how do I become a travel creator? Like, maybe that's going to be my side hustle. Stay tuned.
and okay, let's talk about that, because I love that. We're working with the Indigenous Tourism Association of Canada, and we're at the moment picking the creators right across Canada. And so knowing that, the impact that a reel will make when, you know, a creator goes to an amazing Indigenous experience, whether, you know, in Toronto, whether in, you know, Winnipeg, whether in Vancouver or Newfoundland, and when they talk about it through this video experience, the power that comes from that and the influence is pretty amazing. And then they can then link through to that experience where someone could buy a ticket or make a purchase or buy something from their Shopify store all within the app.
Oh, 100%. That's exactly it. I actually recently, I started following a bunch of really fantastic Indigenous designers with these really like amazing earrings and quilts and these beautiful pillows and throws. I've become obsessed with them. I think they're all sold out, actually, as I was checking their Facebook store yesterday, their Facebook shop. And I was thinking about exactly that. You know, it's really nice that we've removed the layer of the need for, you know, huge resources to be able to, you know, create, whether that be a bricks and mortar store or even like an online, you know, e-commerce presence is so much more affordable, I suppose, but in reach for people. And so the growth of small business and, you know, enabling communities like Indigenous communities and creators in Canada is really empowering. And it's fantastic to see. Like, I was thrilled to see that everything was sold out, you know, that's a great problem to have. So yeah, I think it's really cool. And I think it's only kind of up from here. I think I heard a stat recently that like 10 years of digital evolution was condensed into 6 months, you know, during the pandemic. Yeah. And e-commerce is like the, you know, perfect illustration of that. And small businesses are really the ones that took advantage of that most easily, truthfully, and in an agile way. So it's really, yeah, it's awesome, I have to say.
That's awesome. And I'm going to give a shout out and kudos as well to Facebook, which corporate is a partner with the Powwow Pitch coming up. And so there's the Dragon's Den, there's Shark's Tank, whatever country you are and listening to this. I think Britain has one as well called something else. I can't remember what it's called in Great Britain, which is the original, of course, creator of the Shark Tank Dragon's Den model. But Powwow Pitch is an Indigenous Dragon's Den. And so Facebook and RBC and Shopify have all teamed up to really make sure that this experience is amazing. And not only will the winners, but those that apply will get amazing support from these three great organizations across Canada.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited to support the communities more. I know that our team working on that is super proud of the work. So I appreciate the shout out.
Yeah. And what I'm also thrilled about, Sephora recently picked up Cheekbone Beauty, which again, she attests a lot of the growth was Facebook ads and Instagram ads to promote this makeup brand that, you know, started from scratch out of her house and now is picked up nationally by Sephora. Sid Lee's come alongside and they just won the Bell $100,000 gift to kind of amplify their work. And they know, and when they look at it, the opportunity to do campaigns on Facebook and Instagram, the influence it has for the beauty industry amongst many is pretty incredible.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one actually. I'm going to have to go and read about it afterward. That's awesome.
Yeah, Cheekbone
so
Beauty.
So many great examples of that.
Yeah.
You have one unheard message. Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
So when you talk to an agency and they're saying, okay, you know, I can run these campaigns, there's out of home, there's all these other options you have, but the options now almost seems overwhelming. Where do you tell someone to start? Because there's, you know, the stories, there's reels, you know, there's highlights. You know, we did a campaign with Grimm's Meats where we did, when stories just came out, we made it where if you tapped on the right side during the stories, you could actually open a barbecue, put meat on the barbecue, cook the meat, and then open the barbecue and put them in a hot dog bun. You know, it was in a highlight. We could do, it was kind of like you could actually control it, the experience. So many options. And so how do you get someone to start doing something as an agency? Or do you more look at what they're doing and say, okay, here's a way to adjust and tweak it. Or here's a way to take what you were going to do out of home. Or here's a way to enhance your out of home and look what we can do.
Yeah. Usually how I work with an agency is they bring me their, you know, hero concept. And usually they have a proof of concept that, you know, it may be just a really high level conceptual, you know, idea without a proof of concept. And more often there's a proof of concept that's usually a film. And what I usually do is think about, okay, if this is your, you know, what is your main objective? What are you trying to do and achieve at the end of the day? Which often is actually a really hard conversation for folks to answer. Which is surprising.
What if we do one now?
There's often like many objectives. Yeah. Okay.
What if we try it? Let's just workshop. Let's workshop here. So let's go with Indigenous tourism because it's a nice, clear objective. So they've got a beautiful hero reel video that's like, and the theme is original because it's a cool idea. It's like, you know, Indigenous experiences are the original. And so, and we're trying to highlight 8 major regions to go and experience Indigenous experiences. And we just want to educate and inform and inspire people to experience Indigenous experiences. So I've got that. So what would you?
So, okay. So I would say then, is our objective to drive awareness of the Indigenous experiences? Or do we want people to actually book, like take an action to like book an Indigenous travel experience through a site?
So that's where it's tricky. It's both, but let's lean, we're heavier towards booking because that creates...
Okay.
It helps.
Okay,
cool. So let's say like 80 booking, 20 awareness.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, it's an awesome idea. So if we have like 8 areas that we want to target, truthfully, I would think about, okay, what is your hero awareness film? You know, and maybe that's a hero story that tells the whole thing. You know, we have, you know, 8 regions. We want you to go check it out, experience Canada through the lens of the Indigenous community. Where you've never traveled before. I'm getting excited for it already. I feel like we're onto something. And so then, you know, maybe that's your hero spot and maybe that lives everywhere. You know, how can you scale that story broadly across every platform? So you don't need to think about products necessarily, but thinking about how can you reach as many eyeballs as you can. So maybe that hero video we created in a few different sizes and it runs in feed and stories and reels in audience network, in stream, everywhere. But then how do we then take it a level deeper and how do we allow, you know, the community of Canadians to actually explore themselves a little bit more, like take it a step further in mobile? So is there a way to drive greater discovery almost through like a consideration or interactive experience? So maybe that is something like your hot dog example where maybe there's like an Instagram stories carousel where you can tap to explore, or, you know, maybe it's an instant experience where you can, you know, visit and go through and scroll through, you know, 8 videos or, you know, 8 frames of all the places. Or maybe it's a poll where it's like, where would you go next here or there? Or maybe you get a creator, you know, an Indigenous creator from each of those regions to shoot from their POV you know, where like, this is my home and this is what I do every day. And this is what you could do if you were in, you know, Winnipeg or Newfoundland or wherever you may, you know, be.
Obviously, so Newfoundland,
like, that's cool
right?
to me. Obviously, it would 100% be Newfoundland.
Obviously.
People don't shoot in Newfoundland enough.
No, no. And although, okay, Globe Mail, most Globe Mails have a giant full page ad to visit Newfoundland and Labrador.
Of course.
They are doing, they really want those Globe Mail readers. And I'm going to give one shout out. Or Kelowna, the Indigenous winery. There's an actual winery called Indigenous World Winery that just launched a whiskey 2 weeks ago, which is really exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Newfoundland tourism. Shout out to Target, because every time I get on an airplane and I'm sitting there waiting, you know, remember airplanes? That was nice. But, you know, you're watching, now we're in mourning, but you're watching, you know, the Newfoundland tourism ad every time before takeoff. Yeah. And every time I'm like, I should be flying to Newfoundland. Why am I flying to, you know, San Francisco? But I digress. I mean, like, there's so many ways to tell a story. And I think for me, when I look at any campaign, truthfully, and I'm thinking about it, it's like, how can you build an experience? It's not about how can you build your social post or how can you build a social edit or your 15-second cut down. You know, that's not the question you should be asking. I think the question you should be asking is, how can I bring this story and this concept, you know, the originals in this case, concept to life over a breadth of formats to enable discovery in many different ways and meet people where they are. And that's kind of the beauty of the algorithm, frankly, is that it finds the right people with the right ad at the right time. And so the more you have, you know, in your sandbox of assets for people to discover, I think the better off you'll be.
And when we look at, I want to talk about two things on the booking side. One, if someone, whether wants to order something physically, like an item, like a whiskey from Indigenous World Winery, or they want to book a tour at an amazing, probably like, you know, give it a chalet, right? An amazing Indigenous-owned chalet where they can go and catch fish and eat amazing bannock and food. They can book right in the app now, and it will tell us which of the ads and which of the campaigns were getting the most booking clicks, correct?
So you can't book it directly in the Facebook app, but you can drive, obviously you can use a Book Now CTA, which would drive to the booking experience. Yeah. That, yes, 100%.
Yes, or the Shopify
store.
Exactly,
or your Shopify store, or, you know, whatever that may be, your kind of destination to make the physical transaction that happens off platform. In the US, you can check out on platform, but not yet in Canada.
Okay.
We're, you know, hanging tight on that one, hopefully soon.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I want my Facebook bank account one day. I want to be able to deposit money into my Facebook account so I can buy things through Marketplace without having to e-transfer. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Marketplace is my favorite. I've gotten into like a deep dark hole of selling everything I own on Marketplace.
Oh, it's wild. It's funny. It's like, you know, you worry about your kid with a computer in their room. I went into his room last night and he was like, it wasn't anything that I was, you know, he was on Facebook Marketplace and it was like, he had all these tabs open. I opened the door. I'm like, what are you? He was looking at like camera lenses and they're really affordable. And he's like, this one is just in Cloverdale. And, you know, it was a fascinating thing that, and then he was selling stuff on it. But again, using my account, he would post stuff on it. Like, so I get all these messengers that would be like, I'll take two of those Pokemon packages.
Is this available?
Yes. Is this available? Oh, why do they always ask? It's the static, you know, static. Yeah. Is this available? Yeah.
It's the automatic prompt. Yeah.
Speaking of Facebook Marketplace, I want to say one of the most, I think, powerful ads that I've been seeing recently for especially CPGs and products and services is ads within the marketplace. I don't know if people realize, but they've maybe experienced it firsthand. If they haven't, they need to, and just, I think what you've said, encourage everyone to download the app, experience it firsthand, walk through it. But the ads within the marketplace, you're able to target people looking for certain types of items or in certain regions, which is so cool.
Yeah, totally. Marketplace is big for, you know, like automotive furniture and retail brands. Yeah. Definitely, you know, make a ton of sense in marketplace. Yeah. And I think, you know, that's kind of the beauty is that, you know, the ad goes where you, if you're spending a ton of time on marketplace, maybe your son is screwing up your algorithm.
I got a ton of Pokemon.
So if you're spending a lot of time on marketplace, then, you know, you might be served an ad on Marketplace if they've chosen, you know, automatic placements, for example, because that's where you, they figure they will, you will see that ad and where you are likely to convert. So that's kind of how that works. But yeah.
That's amazing. And for the tourism sector, just, I know we're kind of drilling down this one. Where are you seeing the biggest results, or where are you seeing tourism groups? Because I guess tourism is also a ton of awareness, right? So we got to remember that because it's educating people and inspiring those to consider this. Where have you seen some wins on the tourism side of things?
Tourism is an interesting one. To be honest, I think like WestJet has done a really amazing job. They did this messenger bot. Actually, that was a few years ago now where, you know, to your point earlier about booking through the platform, I think they created a messenger bot where you could actually complete, you know, most of your booking experience through a messenger bot itself. So, but of course the actual booking, physical, you know, purchase of the ticket happened off site. So I think that's a huge area for things like airline and, you know, hotels and booking services. It's such a one-to-one experience in tourism. And so, you know, it's not a one ad fits all. Whereas in Messenger, you have the opportunity to kind of take someone through the entire purchase funnel in a one-to-one experience based on their prompts and the choices they make in a bot, which is really cool. I think right now is a tough time for tourism, to be honest. It's an interesting one. I think that as tourism begins to open up in different regions around the world, we're seeing this interesting reemergence and patterns in tourism and in travel more broadly, you know, where we used to, you know, themes in travel used to be like dream travel and how can you, you know, get to Bora Bora and, you know, this Italian winery weekend, and dream travel isn't really the focus anymore. We're seeing an interesting shift in terms of like hashtag analysis, that hashtag explore has now surpassed hashtag travel, which is interesting. And so I think in the travel and tourism industry more broadly, there's been this new appreciation for exploring in your, you know, domestic travel and your kind of local community and your space. So like, I think that, in, you know, the Indigenous campaign that you're talking about and that piece could be really great, actually, in terms of tapping into what's going on in terms of with culture right now. It's all about exploring your own home, really, because that's where the comfort level is, which I think is really interesting. And just different themes kind of popping up in tourism, like serendipitous travel, like you're making a decision to go somewhere on the weekend because you're just like, I can't hack it at this desk, you know, anymore. Yep. I just need to go Airbnb it for a month or whatever it may be, even if it's like an hour away, just seeking new space. So I think paying attention, you know, again, like in the platform in terms of like what's happening. But I think, yeah, tourism is really taking a shift to more like exploratory domestic travel. And I would encourage brands in travel to like be aware that everyone's going to come out at the same time with their kind of their travel campaign. So how can you differentiate your work to make sure that it stands apart from the others? And I think thinking about that and being proactive about that is going to be really important.
Explore Southwest Ontario. Not only there's some great places to visit just in your own backyard, which is great. Awesome. I want to talk about facebook.com/business/small business, which is a great resource. Those that are listening, incredible training, tools, templates, and highly encourage everyone to check out the Facebook Blueprint, not only the training, but the making sure that your agency, studio, small business, people running your Facebook get the training and get the certification. In the same way you want lawyers to pass the bar, you want electricians to get their ticket, Facebook Blueprint has become the standard now for professionals working in the digital ad space. So huge thanks to Facebook for being a part of maturing our industry to creating these certifications.
Yeah, Blueprint is amazing. I encourage all of my agencies to do it. We're adding new certifications all the time. Recently, we added commerce certification, which is one of the newest, if not the newest one, which is great. Creative strategy certification is fantastic. We also recently launched a partnership with Coursera where you can actually get a social media, digital social media. I don't know the title on it actually, but essentially a certification, which actually opens, it's not just for Facebook, it includes all many social platforms, but it opens doors to many employers like Facebook, like agencies in both media and creative, and even big brands in the world who are connected to this Coursera program and hire, you know, folks directly from this program every year. So also encourage people to check that out on Coursera if you haven't already.
Nice. And those that are in agency world, where is the best place to go for those kind of on-demand resources?
Blueprint for sure is great perfect. For training. Yeah. You know, even if you're like, I don't really know the media side of this, you can watch a 30-minute video and kind of get the hang of it really quickly. So Blueprint is just a really awesome on-demand resource. There's also an agency hub that they can check out as well, which has more agency curated, more agency focused resources. So definitely check that out as well.
Awesome. And I'll try to get the links. We'll put them in the show notes as well for those that just want
reference. I'll share them with you for sure.
So Kayla, next steps, Facebook, Instagram, coming down the pipe that you're allowed to share. I know there's certain things that are kind of brewing on the back burner that, you know, kind of are still on the down low. But what is something that you're really excited about kind of coming up that agencies should be thinking about?
Something that I think agencies should be thinking about is probably commerce. And to be honest, it's not necessarily new. You know, commerce is, you know, definitely catapulted in the last year, but we saw new products launching every day, you know, Facebook shops, Instagram shops, tagging, Instagram, you know, product tagging, and it's continuing to evolve. And so certainly in the US, it's a little bit ahead of Canada, but for Canadian brands and agencies, I would think about how can I get on the commerce train? And then, you know, be ahead of the curve for when some of those incremental features start getting added. Things like shopping in IGTV, shopping in Reels, shopping in Stories, product tagging, and live shopping isn't available yet in Canada, but I think that's going to be a really cool one that's being used in really cool ways in other markets like APAC that is really exciting and I think could really open up kind of a whole new lens of kind of or opportunity creatively that I think could be really interesting. And then I think from a consumer perspective, I'm really interested and excited about some of the audio experiences that we're launching in Facebook, like podcasts, and specifically for me, the ability to choose a snippet of a podcast and share it with a friend. I'm literally listening to a podcast and I'll pause it and I'll write down, you know, in my notes app and my phone, like these like quotes and stuff. I'm like, I need to remember this and I need to send it, you know, to my friend or my mom or whoever that I think will be motivated by this. And so I think that's going to be interesting. Like the ability to really like take a snippet and send exactly those words to someone, I think will be really cool. So just kind of seeing where audio goes will be interesting.
It's really cool. You're going to get all sorts of Kayla Osmond quotes coming out from this. Yeah. I know. I saw that. I was excited that we get to put our podcast on the Facebook, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Are you feeling ready for the rapid fire round?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
One thing I'm excited about the live shopping is I grew up watching infomercials with, I can't remember his last name, but he sold like the Ronco food dehydrator, the spray in the hair. I'm excited to find out and discover the new Rons of the world who are these, because I never really bought this stuff. I just was mesmerized by the showmanship of it. And I love going to like the P&E and watching people do the showmanship of like the mops and the rags. And I was like, this is incredible. Because it's
set it and forget it, guys.
Yeah. It's like an art form.
Absolute legend. Yeah.
So the next, you know, showmans will be show women will be really fun to watch. So
yeah, totally.
Here we go. What was your first job?
My first job, I was a fresh to go fruit and vegetable cutter person at Loblaws.
Night owl or early bird?
Early bird.
Cat or dog person?
Dog, obviously.
First thing that you marketed?
A golf course.
Nice. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Okay. Favorite word right now?
Tremendous.
Nice. Last charity you supported financially or with volunteer time and why?
The Newfoundland and Labrador Alzheimer's Association, because it has affected my family, that disease, quite a bit. So I donate quite frequently.
Okay. What is a movie you can watch over and over and over again?
Dumb and Dumber.
Nice. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Anything by Maluma.
Nice.
Be honest.
If you weren't doing this job, what would you actually be doing with your life?
I would like to be a scuba diving instructor. Nice. In like somewhere incredible, somewhere tremendous.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What is an app on your phone that you can't live without?
Instagram or Goodreads.
It's the truth. Yeah, Goodreads is great. I love Goodreads. Yeah. Okay, nice, nice. There you go. There you go. Favorite children's book?
The Secret Garden.
Nice. Oh, great choice. Best thing you bought for under $10?
The best thing I bought for under $10?
Yeah.
A beer?
Yeah. Nice. Business or marketing book you'd recommend for listeners?
Probably, I mean, Outliers is a classic. I really like that one. Yeah, Malcolm Gladwell is a genius.
He's amazing. Nice fellow Canadian putting out those books.
Totally.
Besides Marketing News Canada, podcast that you'd recommend?
We Can Do Hard Things.
Nice. Great one.
By Glennon Doyle. I mean, it's not a marketing thing, but you'll probably learn a lot from it anyway.
Yeah, we all need to hear that. So it's awesome. Newsletter or website you'd recommend for resources and inspiration besides the ones mentioned?
Specific to Facebook or just generally more broadly?
Just generally that you go to, maybe you personally that you love.
I mean, I'm always checking out Strategy Online, especially for Canada. And I think The Drum for me is another kind of big one in the industry that I frequent. And The Message, I've been really inspired and excited about The Message. Is kind of, they've really, you know, taken a really prominent spot in Canada in terms of, you know, news and credibility in our industry. So I really love The Message too. They're kind of my top ones right now.
They're awesome. You've subscribed, you got your paid subscriber.
I'm a paid subscriber.
Yes, it's a shout out. You can go to The Message, become a paid subscriber, support their amazing work. Great journalism.
Yeah.
We've had the three of them, creators of The Message, on the show recently. So incredible
story
behind.
Oh, I'll have to
listen
to them. Yeah.
No, it was awesome. What's a life hack you'd be willing to share?
Control Command Spacebar lets you pick the emojis. I mean, it's not a life hack. It's more of a work hack, but I really enjoy putting, emojis in my text and my emails and, you know, in work stuff, you know, it adds a little flavor. So
it's awesome.
Control Command Spacebar, hot tip.
Perfect. What are some skills required for this new economy? Some people call it the new collar workforce. What do you look for when you're hiring someone?
Emotional intelligence, just generally like empathy, kindness, good people.
Yeah.
The second would be like passion and enthusiasm. Like whenever I'm mentoring people or coaching people, I always tell them to just, you know, really show up as themselves. Yep. That may sound really cheesy and maybe like cliche, but I don't know. I think that it goes a long way, and it has for me in my career. It's just really being like, hey, I'm a Newfoundlander. And I'm like, what, who, what, where? And I really like led with that. And I think that matters. And I think that like being who you are really is a big thing. So maybe those two skills are the biggest ones, to be honest.
It's amazing. Well, Kayla, the agencies that you support, the creative people that you support, probably benefit from that a lot, that you allow them to be themselves and that you are yourself on those calls, and probably calls for more, you know, authentic, great creativity that comes out of that. So it's pretty awesome. Thank you for all you do for creative in Canada. And again, those folks in the States, good for them, but all the agencies you support in Canada, that's awesome. Thank you for coming on the show today. It was a real honor.
No, thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. I had a great time.
We're going to put a list of the resources in the show notes. And I think we're going to make sure we sign out to the beautiful stylings of Great Big Sea or whatever free licensable music we can play that hails from the province of Newfoundland, Labrador. So on that note, thank you, Kayla. And here we go. The musical stylings hailing from the beautiful province of Newfoundland. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. He just needs something to find him.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and the Podfather.